The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. The story that I found just a little while ago that we could only talk about during Extra Funny is so shocking, and it's meant to be shocking. And it is from something that an influencer did. So you know right away they're just doing it to get attention. And attention she has gotten. And it's so shocking that I just told Rob, because I have to put Rob's microphone volume way lower than everybody else's because he's so much louder than everybody. Lindsay is second loudest, and then it is I am the next, and Riggins is the lowest volume because Riggins refuses to speak into the microphone the way that it works. You know,
he's only been doing it for
20 years.
Yeah,
He might as well just put his microphone out in the parking lot. And just,
You can't hear me on anything. I just, anytime I go back and listen, I'm like, you can't hear me at all. Because I'm way back here.
Yeah, 10 feet away from it.
Yeah.
But anyway, everyone will be shocked and disgusted. We may even need to give a vomit warning that you could possibly vomit. So we'll expand on the whole thing, break it down, and, well, for as long as we can talk about it without getting sick. Mm. That's coming up next.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I'm a little squeamish about things. I love movies about serial killers and things like that, but when they start showing the blood and all of that, I can't take it. So I turn away until all of the, you know, the killing, actual killing is done. Mm-hmm. And my wife is better with gore like that. If it's because she used to work in the medical field. She was, she was a dental assistant. So she's used to seeing all that kind of blood, and she worked for a urologist at one point.
How did I not know this?
Yeah. But this story is about an influencer from Brazil. Her sister is also an influencer. Sampani and her sister Rafaela are known as the X-rated Kardashians online. So she's all about shock. And she has her Halloween costume, and it is Chucky. She's a Chucky doll for Halloween. Now, Lindsay, at one point you were a Chucky doll one year for Halloween.
I was.
And she was quick to tell everybody she was sexy Chucky.
Mm-hmm. Not the real one, but sexy.
Mm-hmm. But this one is not a sexy, cute Chucky. This is scary Chucky. Mm. So scary that she wanted to have blood on her, like she had been killing people and their blood got on her. And she used her blood.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
From her woman lease.
Ooh.
You're mentally messed up, right?
Yeah.
No normal person does. I mean.
Right. And she just says she wanted it to be as authentic as possible. And she said, I've gotten a lot of criticism from friends and even family. I don't care. If somebody in my family came and said they were doing that, I'd say you need to be locked in an asylum somewhere.
100%.
Is it just the fact that she collected it? Is that what makes it the craziest?
No, it's putting it all over herself. Yeah. I mean, because it's everywhere on her. Look, it's on her face. It's on her legs. It's everywhere.
And seeing the picture, it's way worse than what I had thought.
Yeah.
Like on your face. It's like in her mouth. Are you kidding me? Mm. And I know it's your own, but still.
I am going to throw up, I think.
Yeah, it is disgusting. All down her legs, everywhere.
And did she do that? Because there's some people out there that think that's, you know, there's weirdos everywhere that think that's hot.
I don't know. I guess maybe, but I think most of the guys that probably, you know, pay for a subscription to her OnlyFans probably would say she's so hot it doesn't even matter. You know, that's not what I want. I don't like it. I'm not turned on by that, but she's so hot. She could do whatever she wanted. I wouldn't care.
Do you think she could sell that like some people do their farts and stuff?
Probably, yeah. Oh, there's some freaks out there.
Wow. And then she goes and tells everybody that's what it is. I mean, that's a whole other level. Like, you could have just painted your costume, but telling everybody that's what this is?
Yeah.
You're a freak.
Yeah. But it goes back to now they're from Brazil, and the story's gone, you know, been picked up by worldwide global news organizations. So she probably get a lot more followers now. Yeah. Subscribers, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
To OnlyFans.
Wow.
Well, that's the bottom of the barrel for me. Like, I mean, you thought of that?
Would you stop being friends with somebody who did that? Like, you've been friends, you got along so well, for years you've been, you know, in the tight friend circle group, and she did that with her costume?
Yep.
You'd stop being friends?
Because at that point, I feel like you're going to murder me in my sleep. Like, your thoughts have gone that deep. Like, no, we're not hanging out
and
ever again.
You can't trust that person around your kids.
No. You're right.
No.
That's now that you bring that up. Yeah, we're not even. No. I'm blocking you. We're not talking. I'm moving my house so you can't find me.
Lindsay's like, oh, I forgot about my kids' safety.
Right. I wasn't even thinking about that. Just thought she was going to murder me.
That didn't even occur to me.
Didn't even. Yeah. Uh-uh.
That is single wild.
For a minute. Oh my God.
But, what if you're not in any type of a costume contest where there's a cash prize or something, and adults that put so much work into their costumes, like months building things in the garage and, you know, adding, figuring out ways to hook up some sort of an electronic to their costume and all that. Because we used to do a costume contest every year, this big Halloween concert that we did outdoors. And some of the costumes were elaborate. I mean, it's one year, this guy had a thing where he had a bubble around his head, and then there were lights inside the bubble. And I mean, it was crazy. But they were competing for cash.
Yeah. It was motivation.
But some of them were so elaborate that the cash wasn't even, you're not even making your money back. So they're just wanting
to spend
so
much on it.
Yeah. $500, your outfit was $3,000. Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
It's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
Do you remember that year, Riggins, when Gwen was the girl on the show, and she came to the big Halloween concert and all, and she was wearing a Robin Hood costume, and when we introduced her on stage, I said her costume was called Throbbing Hoods. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She's like, what?
I'd never be able to get away with that in 2024. I'd be locked up somewhere.
They might have done that.
Yep.
Throbbing, man. That's crazy.
But yeah, I don't care how pretty a woman is. If she's doing this kind of stuff with her costume, it's just gross. She might as well just not have any teeth and have worms crawling out of her ears.
Yeah,
is really,
you know, that's just disgusting.
You question her hygiene just in general in everyday life. You have to, right?
Yeah, I would think so, because that can't be safe. Is that, that's not good to put in your mouth?
Well,
I
mean, and other people touching you. Like, think about if you gave her a hug, then it's on you.
Yeah, you can't do that, can you?
I'm only hoping that she's lying just to get attention and all of that stuff for the shock of it. I'm hoping that she really didn't do it.
Right.
Because I'm hoping that there's not somebody that deranged out there, even though they're in Brazil and not close to me.
Yeah.
That type of person, if you're that deranged, you don't need to be out amongst innocent people.
Yeah.
You're a danger to society.
And some things you just got to keep to yourself. I mean, just shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably a lot of freaks out there, but they don't go around like bragging about how creepy they are.
Mm.
But she knows she's hot, so she thinks she can do that, but she can't. I mean, she thinks, well, I'm beautiful. I'm going to just say whatever. I can do whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, honey.
Rob,
you ain't that hot.
Is there anybody that you think is beautiful enough to be able to do that and then you not? And you still want to be around them later?
No.
After they clean up?
No, because blood in general, I don't enjoy looking at. And if you're putting your own blood back onto you, I'm not.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it.
Hmm. All right. What are you, Riggins, what are you more forgiving of? If she did this with her costume to make it authentic, or put diarrhea on her?
Oh, God.
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked that. I'm going to say the diarrhea is not as crazy as the blood.
Yeah.
That was tough. That's tough. That's a good question. It's tough. But I think that's crazy. There's a level of I don't know. I mean,
to think of that level of
you're sadistic.
Yeah.
I think the blood is better because when you just brought that up, I started feeling sick to my stomach. Yeah.
Which one though would get you? I mean, if you're being exposed to it, and which would have the better chance of getting you physically sick though?
The diarrhea. You're going to, it's going to be.
Yeah.
What is that?
And the bacteria. Yeah, the bacteria in it is more than blood, I think.
Yeah.
And you know what that is on anybody. If you didn't know that was our own blood, okay, well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, stink.
Yeah, it's like a piece of corn on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even pick up dog poop.
Disgusting.
So but Lindsay, maybe you would have won that costume contest that year if you would have gone the extra mile with your Chucky costume. That's the
first thing I thought of was I would have won that $500.
Was it actually a sexy, because people say, oh, is this a sexy version? Was it actually sexy? I don't remember the costume.
I mean,
was it
that
sexy?
Was my good days where I looked decent. Yeah. It was, wow. It was, I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. How old were you?
20... I don't know. I have to go back and look.
You don't have a picture of
it? I'm sure I do. 24, 25.
Oh, that's a great age.
That's a perfect age. I love them at that age.
And it was a little boy's costume that I bought. That's how tiny I was. And I cut it and sewed it and like made it. So I was in like a youth size 14 or something.
You felt good about yourself.
Now I'm in a extra extra. Just kidding.
I love the way she can talk about a boy's costume being sexy.
Yeah, that kind of
little boy's costume.
Yeah. It was hot, and she cut it up. What were you cutting off of it?
The legs, like it was pants. I made it really short shorts, and I cut it like a V-neck, like my cleavage was. Yeah, it was cute. All right.
You're speaking my language, Chucky. Chucky.
Yeah. Hey, the costume ain't winning nothing itself, but that cleavage.
All the good old days.
Ooh, y'all ought to give her the damn prize money right now. Y'all ought to do. But there were some women at those things that we used to do that if it weren't Halloween, they'd probably get, told they were indecent exposing themselves in public. I mean, they would just go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mine wasn't that.
No, hers was not. I mean, but yeah, some of them, especially they would get, if they could do gory stuff, they have blood and scars on their faces and everything. They would sometimes think that they could wear less clothing.
Right.
Because you're drawn to, it's supposed to be just a scary kind of thing. But at the same time, they say you're not paying as much attention to the fact that my boobs are out.
Right.
It's too distracting.
My ass is hanging out of the bottom of my pants. So, if you want to take your costume, I guess the moral of the whole thing is if you want to take your costume to the next level, you really got to, put in the work.
Yep.
As the kids say, you got to do the work.
Do the work.
Do the work.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.